Hello, you guys. What is up? It's Danielle. Oh my goodness, it feels so freaking good to sit here in my apartment on the floor in my pajamas holding this microphone, headphones on, recording an episode of Gals on the Go for you today. Wow, I have missed you guys so much, and I just want to say thank you to from the bottom of my heart for just giving me this time to take the time I needed. I took a break because I just needed to take some time off of social media for so many different reasons. I wasn't myself. I wasn't providing what I wanted to for you guys. And I just needed to take the time to like reflect and learn and just honestly have some conversations with people that needed to be had, had some weird conversations, some tough conversations, some good ones, some informational ones. Just I needed to step back for a second. In my 10 years on social media, I had never taken a break. And it was about time. So I'm very thankful that I got to do this. And I want to start off by thanking Brooke, my amazing co-host, my best friend, my freaking girl. Brooke, I love you so much. And I'm so thankful for you as a co-host, because this girl, 2 months ago when I told her, I was like, hey, I really just need to take some time off. I don't know how long just yet. I just need to take some time off. And, like, what do you think about that? And she was 100% supportive. She was like, Danielle, I totally understand. She was a proponent of the break. She was like, you got to do this. I believe in you. I support your decision. She believed that it was good for me to do that. And she said, I will take however long as it takes. Like, after like a month, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready just yet. And she was like, totally okay. Like, take as much time as you need. Like, I have some awesome, like, you know, guests I've been having on. It's just been so nice in that aspect. She has just been so supportive and she's been killing it. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. I have loved all of the guests she's had on the podcast so far since I've been gone. I don't even know if I can match that. My goodness. But next week, Brooke and I will be back on the podcast together and I am so excited. Like, Brooke and I have just been talking and I'm just so excited to like get back to it. Get back to Gals on the Go, a little revamp. We've got some new jingles, maybe a new intro song. So yeah, we've definitely been like starting to plan because the last few weeks I've been like so ready to come back and we've just been like talking. Oh, so excited. But anyways, yeah, we both thought it was just best for me to do a solo episode this week just to kind of catch up with you guys, you know, and this podcast is more collaborative. So I focus a lot more on my break and everything on my YouTube video. I have a YouTube channel. If you guys didn't know, it's youtube.com/DanielleCarolyn. So I've consciously made the decision to talk about it on my YouTube, but I do want to have a conversation on this podcast as well. I'll be elaborating on some of the points I made in the video, but I know that a lot of you guys listen to the podcast and maybe don't watch me on YouTube, which is completely fine. Everyone's got their own different way of, taking in content. Some people like podcasts, some people like YouTube, but wow, this is just so freaking weird to hold a podcast microphone again. I love it. And I'm sorry, I'm just genuinely so excited to be here. I filmed my video a couple days ago and I was so excited I couldn't stop smiling because I hadn't done that in 2 months. Like, when I took the break, I really didn't know. I didn't say like, okay, on this day I'm coming back, because how can you know? Like, you just have to take that time, and like, when you feel like you've truly learned and you've truly grown from something, I feel like that's when you can come back to whatever it may be that you took a break from. So that's kind of what it was. A couple weeks ago, I texted Brooke. I was like, hey, I'm starting to feel ready. You know, I'm not ready just yet, but like, let's think about it. So yeah, that's kind of where we all are now. I just want to say I'm so thankful that you guys care about me enough to see me grow. I actually deleted all of my social media apps for a minute there. And it was really, really good for me. It was really necessary. And I just recently downloaded Instagram again and some other things. And it was just crazy, the amount of love in my DMs and comments right now. And I just want to say thank you guys. And thank you guys for, you know, caring enough to kind of call me out on some things and be like, hey, Danielle, that's not an okay thing to say. And I just think it's so important to kind of recognize that. And I think, you know, 2 months ago, I wasn't comfortable with having those conversations just yet. I was still like trying to figure it all out. And now I realize it's totally okay to have these conversations. And I've worked on my implicit bias and how to make sure I don't say certain phrases again. And I'm intentionally not saying those again because they've caused harm. And honestly, my privilege played into that. And instead, I've just learned to rephrase them. And you know, this whole thing is about, you know, letting go of old ways you've thought. And I've worked on having a more critical lens And honestly, I just want to approach what I do with love, compassion, kindness, humility. I mean, this is just a time of unity and not division. And like, I want to make sure I'm here to promote that and to be here for that. So yeah, that's kind of just like in a nutshell, kind of where I took the break. It's, I needed to work on those things. And in this podcast episode, I am just going to be talking to you guys about where I'm going from here, what I've learned, what I've been up to, you know, back at school. So yeah, I guess we'll just get into that. And I'm not going to do highlights, lowlights, you know, current favorite, anything like that. I feel like that is just, we'll save that for next week when I'm back with Brooke. But yeah. Hi guys. As I'm recording this, I am sitting on my floor in my living room in Athens, Georgia. Pretty crazy. And I've been here at school since beginning of August. And as I'm recording this, it's end of September. And yeah, so the first few weeks I came back to school, it was definitely very funky town. It was weird. I still was not feeling myself. Like when I left home, you know, there was still a lot going on, and that's when I was kind of first starting my journey. I actually started having weekly meetings with my friend Hannah, and I wanted to expand a little bit more about my meetings with Hannah, the quote unquote amazing gal I spoke about in my YouTube video in this podcast. So I asked her to provide me with a bio just so I can talk to you guys a little bit more about her and the amazing things that she does. So she graduated from Portland State University with a degree in sexuality, gender, and queer studies. She has taught curriculum on how to interrupt oppression for almost 3 years to high school students and college students. Her curriculum pulls from Black, Indigenous, and people of color, queer, and trans scholars of feminist and queer studies such as Bell Hooks, Kimberly Crenshaw, Dean Spade, Audre Lorde, Eve Tuck, and Dr. Eddie Francisco Alvarez Jr. The goal of her work is to help people learn to identify and develop skills to interrupt daily acts of oppression, such as institutional violence and microaggressions, in order to co-create a better system that allows everyone access to their full potential. So, I mean, there it is right there. She is an incredible human being on this planet, and she has so impacted my life, and I'm so thankful to have gotten to know her and have these Zoom meetings with her. She's awesome. And so in my video on YouTube, I talked about developing a critical lens. And basically what I meant by that is when filming a video, creating content, just kind of doing anything that I do here on social media, I kind of have learned to sit back and think about who it's serving, who it's maybe not serving. And so I can kind of just have this more critical lens and just like be more aware when creating content. After that, I worked on my implicit bias with her and how it might have played into things. Essentially, implicit bias is when you have attitudes about certain stereotypes without even having a conscious knowledge. And so that was a term that I had never heard of that Hannah taught to me. So that was really, really helpful. And it's definitely allowed me to be more aware as well. I also learned about the term socialized consciousness and how that played a part in my childhood. As I've said before, I grew up in a place where racism and privilege wasn't always brought to my attention. So that was something that was really interesting to talk to her about. It's like sometimes you just grow up and you're not even like 100% aware. It's kind of like this subconscious thing, which is so crazy. And that's what I'm currently actively training my brain. We talked about the difference between microaggressions and micro invalidations and what those mean and how those might have played a role into my life and things I've said in the past. I commit to continue having conversations with the people in my life, my community, about microaggressions, especially when they don't know they're doing it, because I think that's something that's really important right now. And I want to be able to help, and that's something I can do to actively help moving forward. You guys, the things I've said in my past have done harm. My privilege played into that, and I'm not letting those phrases be said again. I love you guys so much, and I love Hannah so much, and I'm so thankful that she took the time out of her day to reach out to me for us to have these meetings, because I truly have learned so much. And this is just a little snippet of it. I have like a whole journal full of our notes, but I just wanted to highlight some of the things that I talked about to maybe share with you guys and kind of enlighten you. But yeah, so that is who the amazing gal was that I spoke in my YouTube video. And I apologize for not saying her name in the video. I didn't know if she wanted to be super involved or not, but I spoke with her about it and she was like, no, yeah, for sure. We can get more into it. So I'm very thankful to her. And so that was one big part of my journey was having these meetings with her and talking about it. And then after her and I would like get off our Zoom calls, I would kind of sit there and reflect and journal a little bit more and, you know, come and talk to my roommate about it or talk to my parents about it and kind of share what I've learned and kind of take those things I talked about with her into my everyday life. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast, working on my implicit bias. And honestly, the biggest thing I wanted to work on was my critical lens and just kind of being able to see, you know, things in a different light, because I think growing up, I am just so, you know, honestly, so thankful, obviously, for my privilege, but I think that also kind of blinded me from some things. And it was time that I needed to kind of take off those glasses and see things in a different way. And I truly am here to say that I really think I took off those glasses, and I believe that. And I said this in my YouTube video. Again, I really suggest you guys go watch that YouTube video, but I'm back. You guys, I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm really not. And I'm not here to address things, because when you address something, it's like you say it and then you put it down and then it goes away. And that's not what I'm here to do. Brooke and I both believe in everything that we say here on this podcast, and we have a common goal of empowering you guys and just wanting the best for absolutely everyone and, you know, trying to teach ourselves along the way. And this is not something that's, you know, overnight. This is a journey, and I am just here to share my journey with you guys, and I know Brooke feels the same way. So yeah, that's just like a very big part of my journey, I would say, and journaling really is helpful. People have always talked about journaling, and I have journaled in the past a little bit, but my journal now is just full of just things I've thought about, things I've written down just like through the past 2 months, anything that popped in my head, anything that I kind of reflected on, I was like, wow, that really hits, written it down just so I could remember it. And I feel like when you write things down, it's just way more powerful and you really like ingrain it in your brain. So yeah, that was a big part. I also, this is not to gain sympathy from you guys literally at all, but this was a part of my journey, and I think it's really important to talk about stuff like this, is I started going to therapy every week, and I wish I did this so long ago. I think it is so great, and I'm so thankful to be able to go to therapy and have an amazing therapist. We just go on Zoom every week, but I am really thankful, and if you are able to do so, I really suggest it. I think it's an amazing thing, and it's really nice to just talk to someone that, you know, doesn't have a bias about anything, and they honestly do give great advice. But also just honestly, when you talk out loud and you hear your thoughts, it's very impactful, I find. And I wasn't myself. You guys saw it in my last few videos and probably on the podcast as well. I wasn't myself. I wasn't Danny. I wasn't energetic Danny. I wasn't who I needed to be on social media, to be on this platform. I was just all in my head. I was trying to figure things out. I was trying to make people happy. But at the end of the day, like, you can't make others happy until you yourself feel confident in what you're saying and feel empowered, and you know what you're saying is right, and you feel confident in yourself. And I didn't feel confident in myself. I didn't know what I was doing, you know? And so now I'm so confident sitting here talking to you guys. And that's why I'm like, I'm back. I'm here to say I'm moving forward. We're doing this, because what I do on this podcast, what I do on social media is so important to me, and I know it's so important to a lot of you guys. And it's been so cool, you know, just being on campus and getting to talk to you guys. I've had so many people come up to me, and that's just so crazy, and it's so nice to have y'all support, obviously. But yeah, so I started going to therapy a couple weeks before coming back to school, and then ever since, you know, being back at college, I have been still going on Zoom. But yeah, I was dealing with a lot emotionally and mentally, and I think it's really important to talk about. So I wanted to tell you guys about that as well. And I'm really thankful a lot of you guys suggested I go, and I'm really happy I kind of did that. So that's been a big thing as well. Those have been the two biggest parts of my journey, I would say. And just being off social media in general, I think is really good. It's a way to clear your head. It was definitely really weird at first, because I'm so used to, you know, posting a story and being like, hey, here's me, you know, doing this, doing that. And it was really hard for me at first, mainly because I just felt like I was letting so many people down, because I do share my life and I do this with you guys. But I also knew that I was, like I've said many times, I wasn't myself, and it just wasn't beneficial for anyone for me to be doing what I was doing. So yeah, deleting social media was a big one for me, because that allowed me to kind of just sit with my own thoughts and not listen to what other people were saying, in the sense of like the media and everything, just kind of being able to sit there and really be like, Danielle, how do you feel about this? What do you think about this movement? What means the most to you? And that was really, really important to me. And honestly, after a while, I don't know if you guys have ever taken like a social media break or a detox or anything of the sorts, but I started to not even like care. Like I didn't even want to re-download Instagram forever. Like I was just like, I don't really need it. It's kind of crazy. You kind of see like in the sense of like consuming content, obviously, like I don't mean it in the sense of creating content for you guys, because oh my gosh, I miss that so much, and I love you guys and I love the community and I love engaging with you guys. But it is kind of crazy how much, you know, you learn to value like real life and like, you know, connections and communications with people. It's pretty wild. But I slowly have redownloaded some of the social media apps, and I definitely like have a different lens when looking at them. And I'm really just excited to be creating content again for you guys. It's just, I think I'm pretty freaking excited. This is going to be so much fun. Brooke and I have so many ideas and things we want to do on the podcast moving forward, and just like being able to engage with you guys more. I've missed this so much, and I can't stress that enough how much this audience is so important to me. I love you guys so much. It's all, you guys are all I talk about actually every day, with friends, with family, with everyone in my life. And just when I journal, I'm thinking about the Dan fam, the gals on the go girls, like, and guys, I'm just thinking about you guys constantly in everything that I do. And I don't want you guys to ever think that that's not the case, because I love each and every one of you so much. And Brooke, obviously, she's my freaking girl. So yeah, so I took a break, as we've all kind of talked about, and what I've been up to. So like I said, I've been back at school. I started my journey of therapy and having meetings about oppression and privilege and just kind of doing that whole side. And then on top of that, obviously, we've started classes. So if you guys don't know, I go to the University of Georgia. I am a senior. Oh my goodness, it is so crazy to think about, because I swear to you, I remember first day of freshman year like it's my job, like it was yesterday. It's so weird. I feel like I was just living in Hill Hall on the fourth floor with my hallmates and just kind of like figuring all that out. And it's really crazy, because I remember freshman year, I loved it, but then there were also times where I really just didn't like it. And I was just like, I can't wait to be a senior and then graduate and then move to New York City and just be done and be an adult. And wow, it's so crazy, because now I'm like, I don't want to leave just yet. I'm like, I don't want to graduate. And I'm sure like a lot of you could relate to that. But yeah, obviously it's my senior year. It's looking a little different than I think a lot of us expected. And I just want to say my heart goes out to all of you that are seniors in college, or maybe that just graduated. I know things are funky right now, but I think something that's very comforting for me is that we're all kind of going through this right now. Everyone's got their own hurdles, struggles, things that they're dealing with. And I am so, so, so grateful. And there's not one day I don't think about this, how grateful I am to be able to have an education and attend the University of Georgia and be a student here, because it means a lot to me, and I don't ever want to take it for granted, actually, ever. But I'm a fashion merchandising major with an emphasis in brand management. And this semester, I'm taking so many amazing classes. I love them. So kind of a lowdown, I'm taking 5 classes, so that's 15 credit hours. So I'm taking textiles testing and textiles testing lab, which is, I'm gonna say, my least favorite class. It's not very fun, it's a little difficult, but yeah, you know, it's not a walk in the park ever. And then I'm also taking a class on retailing, which is turning out to be one of my favorites, actually. I really enjoy learning about different retailers and omni-channel retailing and multi-channel retailing, and it's just very, very interesting. Then I'm also taking my favorite class, would be my trend forecasting class. Obviously, it is so cool. We just, obviously, New York Fashion Week just happened, mainly virtually, but a couple designers actually, I don't know if you guys looked into it at all, did like some rooftop fashion shows on the rooftop of Spring Studios in New York City, which was very, very cool. Cynthia Raleigh did a really cool video. It was just really cool being able to research all of Fashion Week and how all the designers approached it. And obviously, the main thing of trend forecasting is forecasting trends, and it's really cool to talk about like terms like a zeitgeist and different things like that. I don't know if any of you guys are fashion merchandise majors and know what I'm talking about, but it's been really, really fun to study runway and kind of talk about like Pantone color of the year. And I know it sounds really crazy, but it's so crazy how much actually goes into fashion. And then so that's 3 classes. I'm also taking a an apparel and soft goods class, which is kind of about like garment analysis and manufacturing of garments. And, you know, when you design a shirt, there's like a whole tech kit involved that you send to the manufacturer. And there's just so much more that goes into it than we think. And then lastly, another class I'm really enjoying is my dress society and culture class. That has been really, really cool because we've been talking about different cultures and how they dress. And we're also talking about things in the United States and just different ways that people express themselves and why it's okay. And so it's definitely honestly been a really cool help in my journey as well, because we're talking about things like race and culture. And I don't know, it's really, really cool to like kind of pull that into my education as well, into my classes. And, you know, we get put into little breakout rooms in Zoom. I don't know if any of you guys have that too, but it is so funny. It's like your professor's like, okay, and now you go to the breakout room, and then it's like, boom. And then you're just like in a breakout room with like three other people and you're like, hey, what's up? There's been so many funny TikToks recently I've seen about those. But yeah, so those are the five classes that I'm taking right now. I'm really, really enjoying them. So far they're going so well. They're going well. They're definitely starting to pick up a little bit in the sense of work and exams, kind of coming towards midterms a little bit already. Pretty crazy. But yeah, that's kind of what that's going like. And as for, you know, in-person versus on Zoom, two of my classes are all online. They're all on Zoom. And then my other ones, we have specific days we're assigned where we are allowed to come in class. If you want, they are not, none of my classes are requiring us to ever be in person. They are, you know, stressing the importance of staying healthy and being careful. So if you ever like don't feel comfortable going into the classroom, they're not making absolutely anybody in my classes go. And then the other ones, so yeah, they're hybrid. So they're on Zoom every time, or you can on certain days go and see the professor lecture in person. The first day of classes was really fun. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, the first day of classes. So I like put on an outfit. In my YouTube video, I kind of show you guys like my outfit I wore and a video of like me and Delaney walking out the door. That's all I really got. But yeah, I was really excited. And that day I was assigned, if I wanted to go to my first class of the semester in person. So obviously I went, and it was definitely different for sure. Campus was not how it normally is on the first day of school. You guys have probably seen my vlogs in the past, like first week of classes, and it's definitely different. It was weird, it was sad, but it also was like, okay, wow, people are taking this seriously. You know, the school is doing their best that they can to make sure there's not a ton of people on campus at once. So I went to Tate Student Center and I walked around, because that's like usually where I go in between classes, and it's definitely different. Like they took away the tables and there's just chairs, and they're individual chairs, obviously, and you have to keep your mask on at all times. I keep my mask on even when I'm walking outside on campus. I'm not sure if that's a rule or not, but either way, like I just keep it on at all times. And yeah, then when you like sit down, if you're like eating or drinking like actively, you can have your mask off. But it's funny though, like on the first day of classes, I had in person at 9:30, and then right after that, I had like 20 minutes to get to my next class, but it was on Zoom. But I didn't have enough time to get back to my apartment, so I like stayed on campus and went on my Zoom class. But it was funny because you have to keep your mask on, obviously. So I was on Zoom with my mask on, which was kind of funny. But there were some other people that were doing that too. It's definitely, I don't know, it's just like interesting in a way. It's kind of like, oh, hey guys, like what's up? In a way, it's like coming together, but it's also separate, but it's also just weird. But a lot of my friends on the first day of classes were like, are you going to vlog and then show it later? And it didn't feel right. I wasn't 100% myself at the time. And I really wanted to like take the break seriously and just not. I took like one little video that I saved and put on in my video of Delaney and I walking out the door, because she had an in-person class that day as well. But yeah, so that in-person class, the professor was behind a huge glass shield, and he was wearing a mask as well. So he was way back there protected. And then all of us, there was really only like, I don't know, five or six of us that went to class that day. And that's a big class. And there was all individual desks, and they're all 6 feet apart, and then certain ones were blocked off, obviously. So, you know, it was weird because you're sitting in class, obviously, with your mask on. But I also just felt super safe. And they have wipes in front of every classroom door. So when you go in, you grab a wipe and you wipe down your desk. So, yeah, the first few weeks, I definitely went to every in-person class that I had the chance to because I was so excited. I wanted to walk on campus. Now I can't lie. I've just kind of been staying home and waking up for my 9:30 and just going on Zoom because, I mean, it's kind of nice. It's kind of convenient. But it is nice to know that I do have that option. Sometimes I'll go to class if I'm just in need of a bit of more motivation, if you will. Like if I'm just going to lay in bed and I start to fall asleep on Zoom, like that's not good. So if I feel more sleepy, I might get up and make a cup of coffee and then like just walk to class because I'll be way more attentive if I'm sitting there and then you take notes. And I don't know, I'm definitely thankful to be able to go in class a little bit, but I haven't really been in class very much. Except on Zoom. I haven't gone in person a lot. But again, like I said, it's nice to have that option. And I've gone on campus a couple times just to kind of feel something. That's kind of like what's been going on with that. One thing I wanted to ask you guys, and obviously you can't answer on this podcast, but in a couple of my classes, we've been doing a lot of presentations, like weekly presentations, especially in my trend forecasting class. We do some sort of fun presentation each week, and so many people in my class use Canva, and I have Canva and I've used it in the past for like Instagram story graphics and just creating graphics, but people do presentations via Canva and oh my gosh, they are so much prettier than my Google Slides presentations, and I'm just embarrassed. And I don't know why, and I'm like pretty good at tech stuff and figuring things out, but I cannot for the life of me figure out, I mean, I can figure out Canva presentations, but it's just not as easy as Google Slides. But that's kind of like what I've been trying to figure out lately is how to work Canva and make pretty presentations because it is so amazing. Some of the presentations that people in my class have done. But yeah, that's kind of how classes have been going. Delaney's my roommate. I live in the same apartment as I did last year, which was really nice. We didn't have to move anything. You know, we just came back and got groceries and here we are. So that's really nice. I love our apartment. It's so cozy. We've added a couple new additions to it. We added some cool neon lights behind our TV. I'm looking at it right now. And we put red. I like putting the red one. We got like a new poster from this local record store in Athens, like an Andy Warhol art graphic thing, and we have that above our TV. So that's really it. Oh, you guys might have saw it, but we got a top 100 movies poster, so we've been working on that, trying to watch movies. I just saw Shawshank Redemption for the first time. That's like the number one movie on the poster, and wow, that movie is actually amazing. It's incredible. I finally saw Inception. I saw what's the other one? I can't think. Oh, Shutter Island. Just like different, I don't know. That's been really fun because obviously it's a lot more of just like hanging in the apartment. What else? Oh, big news. I grew a basil plant. I know you guys are probably like, what? But like, I was very excited about this basil plant. Thank you. I named it Ferb. My dad was like, oh, you should name it Herb, like an herb. But I thought Ferb was cool, like Phineas and Ferb, you know? So I'm looking at the basil plant right now on our balcony, and it has truly grown. I really didn't think so. It was like this little kit I bought at Lowe's, and it's a mason jar with soil and seeds, and it said 100% guarantee. And I was like, wow, how do you 100% guarantee something? But it did grow, and it grew fast, actually. I'm really excited about it. And so, yeah, basil for sure. It's really cool. It's finally growing, and I don't want to pick it because then like obviously there'll be leaves missing, but it will keep growing, we're hoping. But we bought it because Delaney and I make pasta very often, and basil, we buy like the basil seasoning from the grocery store, but it's way more fun to have fresh basil, obviously. And I just thought about when we make caprese salad. You know, like the mozzarella, the tomato, the vinaigrette, and little basil on top. It'd be so nice to have fresh basil. And so yeah, that's really exciting. Also for my birthday. So my birthday was 2 weeks ago now. I don't really know. A week ago? About a week ago. I can't think. Let me think. I'm very rambly. Do you guys miss my rambleness? I'm sure you don't. But my 22nd birthday was a couple weeks ago. And I also wanted to say thank you guys so much for all of the sweet messages. I when I redownloaded Instagram, I saw all the comments and DMs, and I was just like, how do people even know it's my birthday? Like, that's very sweet. So thank you guys. It was a great birthday. I'm very thankful. Delaney, so for my birthday, she got me an organic home garden seed kit, the culinary edition. So it's got basil, cilantro, parsley, sage, and thyme. So excited because she knows how much I've been loving the basil plant. And honestly, I think she's kind of become akin to it as well. She'll be like, Danielle, did you water the basil plant today? I'm like, no, I didn't. Thank you. Can you water it? Like, it's just become a little thing because obviously we're not responsible enough just yet to get a puppy, even though all I want in my life right now is a puppy. I'm sure a lot of people could agree. So many people have gotten dogs this year, and I'm just so jealous because I used to have a labradoodle, as you guys know, and I still cry when I think about her. I miss her so much. But yeah, I really want another doodle in my life, but that won't happen for a while, so we're going with a basil plant for now. But yeah, so Delaney and I haven't planted it yet, but we're going to spend an afternoon planting our new little culinary home garden of all these different herbs, which will be really cool. It'll be fun to have cilantro because we make a lot of rice and beans and like bowls like that. So cilantro tastes really good. But yeah, wow. I just talked so much. I feel like I hope you guys are all doing well. I know a lot of you guys either just graduated or you're still in college or you just came to college. I know being a freshman right now is so weird and crazy. But I genuinely believe that one day we will all just look back on this and be like, wow, like we did that. We all got through that together. And in a way, in a weird way, this is kind of, you know, really, really good for us, for kind of the world to take a pause and just slow down a little bit. I've definitely learned how to kind of have more of a balance in my life and balance just every different aspect of my life. And I think it has been really good for everyone. And obviously a lot has gone into it. And, you know, there's a lot of negativity in the world right now, obviously, but I think it is really important to see that silver lining and just try and find the light in it each and every day. Every morning I wake up, I write down what I'm grateful for. I do a crap ton of positive affirmations. I just hung up a little poster in my bathroom. And yeah, I think journaling is really important right now. If you guys haven't done that, it's really, I do this thing called like feeling time or thinking time. And it's usually at night. I'll like light a candle and I'll sit in my bed and just write down whatever the heck I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, literally anything. And it's just kind of nice to brain dump and just kind of write how you're feeling and kind of gets it out on paper. Or being active obviously is really nice. But yeah, well guys, I think I've kind of said it all. I mean, obviously, you guys are going to see a lot more of me. And again, thank you guys so much for being so, so patient. Back and better than ever, baby. Gals on the Go is back. I'm so hype to record with Brooke next week. Oh my gosh, I miss it so, so, so much. Yeah, thank you guys so much for being patient with me. I love you guys. I know I've said that 1,000 times, but I'm so happy to be back and just be back at it and just get to it. So I love you guys. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Hope this kind of, I don't know, gets you excited because I'm really excited and I've missed you all so much. But yeah, if you haven't watched my YouTube video, go check it out. Anyways, I love you guys and I'll talk to you guys next Wednesday. Bye guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.